Simon Tov Hey Sif Tess. Machaber discusses pears, fruits, or really any item that was taken out of the chum and brought back to the chum. Even the person took it out and brought back to be mezid, still they don't lose their malkum. And the whole city is considered like the Al Amos once they get back to the original city and they have the Alpayim Amal Charuach, they're allowed to be taken just like it was originally. And the reason for this is because even though a person goes out with chum, be mezid, ladas, so he loses his tchum, and he comes back, he does not get back his tchum. Discussed in the previous sif, he comes back into his city, maybe he gets the city itself, Gdal Amos, might depend on if it's Mukav Mechitz or not. But here the Paris, they were not amazed. They're Ba'inus, because they don't have any Das, they went out Shalil Das, and came back Shalil Das. Therefore they have the original tchum, and Nafkamid will be, if it's Yom Tov, they allow to carry, so you can carry them back again, the whole original Pai Mama, they had to get back, and if it's Shabbos, you can't carry them. Mishnah Berurah says, unless you have an Erev, or something like that, Mukav Mechitz. But the Machabes Nafkamid on Shabbos, the Mutav Achila, the place they are, even that person who took them out, the mazed for himself, and now he brought them back, because the payers themselves were an oinus. And since they came back to the original place, they get back their original tchum. Now they're not brought back to the original place, and now they're out of their tchum, they're out of their mokum, so if they're taken out b'shegig, then it's mutav to eat them, anybody can eat them wherever they are, versus even the person who took them out can eat them. But you can't betal them out of the Dalamas, which says just like a person leaves his tchum, shleil das, he leaves his tchum, b'shegig or b'oinus. That only has Dal Amos. The whole kula of getting back to Ritual Tchum is only when you came back, Shalil Das also. If you got to Shalil Das, now you find yourself out of the Tchum, you only have 4 Amos from there. Now, let's say the pears are taken out of Mezid. So now, it's also to eat them where they are, because pears are taken out of the Tchum, it's also a person to eat. And Mishnah Berurah explains, even though if a guy brings you pears from out of the Tchum, it's only also for the person who was brought for. Here, since a Yid was the one who did the malacha, it's more chamer, and therefore, that's why the Mechaber says, nobody is allowed to eat the pears that are taken out of Tchum and Mezid if they're in the new place where they don't belong. Mechaber says, the Ari Shenim, the Armeko, and say that the person who did not bring them out, and Mishnah Berurah explains also, that the person who did not bring them out, nor were they brought out for him, he could eat them, just like if a guy was the one who brought your pears out of Tchum, other people could eat them. Lamais, Mishnah Berurah says, we pass like the first Shita, that's a right place can hold, that since a Yid took them out of Tchum, nobody is allowed to eat them in the new place where they currently are. Simon Tavav, Allah is someone out of the Tchum, Shleil Das. Mechabes is someone out of the Tchum, Shleil Das. Like we said, he only has 4 Amos. And Mechabes goes, what Hutzach Nekavav? He needs the basic Kise. He needs to use the facilities. So he's allowed to continue walking out of the Tchum until he finds Malka Tznua, a private place. In fact, Mechabes is a good Eitzah for him, is that instead of walking further out to find a private place, he should walk back towards his Tchum. If he doesn't find a private place until he's back in the Tchum, or Mishnah Berurah says, even within 4 Amos of the Tchum now, so now he has back his original Tchum, he gets back his original Tchum Shabbos, and he goes all the way back home, plus the original Alpayim Amos, 2,000 Amos he had in all directions. The Be'er Halacha declares a Shaila, if in a different direction, he'd be able to find a private place sooner, but because he went back towards the original city, it takes longer to find a private place, is he allowed to do that, or not? He says, in Lashon Rosh, it's mashma a little bit, that's mutti, you can do a little bit of a trick over here, and go back towards the original Tchum, towards the original city, even if you have to walk more to find a private place, but leaves all the Tzarechim without a clear psak. Now, if this person, when he's walking back towards his original Tchum, finds a private place before he gets back to his original Tchum, so he has to use the facilities over there, he's allowed to go away from that place until it doesn't smell anymore, but more than that, he can't go. And he gets Dal Amos there, more than that, he can't go, unless he finds himself back in his original Tchum, or within 2,000 Amos of his original Tchum. Now, if he finds a private place in the Goyish area, he's not expected to go there either, because maybe the guy will hurt him, maybe they'll scare him. He has the right to keep on going until he finds a private place in the Yiddish neighborhood or in the Yiddish house. So this often could be an Eitzah to get the person back to his original Tchum. Although the Mishnah Berurah says a private place could be anywhere behind a wall or in a field as long as it's not visible to other people, but it does sound like in a Goyish area he's not expected to do as such. So until he gets back to a Yiddish neighborhood, the Yiddish neighborhood can go to the Yiddish house. And by this, he got himself back to his original Tchum. So he gets back the 2,000 Amos he had originally, once he finds a way to head back in the original 2,000 Amos that he started off with, that he mistakenly went out of.